My name is Jack Parsons. I am 17 years old. Today is November 24th of 2018, and I'm speaking with Chuck Parsons, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Santa Barbara, California. So first, can you describe your illness?
Well, I think it's a typical Parkinson's. I'm learning as I go along. But when I had some things, a shake and a tremor in my right arm, that kind of ticked it, that put up a red flag that there's something wrong. And that's how they came to the diagnosis that it was Parkinson's.
So has it gone up from your right arm at all, or has it stayed?
No, it went up for a while, it's been 9 years. I'm still here so far, you know. I don't know how long, you know, but we'll see that I have no control over, other than doing the best I can do to be around and bug my grandkids. That's, you know, that was, it was, I don't want to stutter too much for you, but it was just Parkinson's. I had a tremor in my right hand, that spread a little bit, and I've just gotten better. The last year and a half, 2 years, I've been able to, through exercise and a whole bunch of programs and some good combination of medications, and I've been able to kind of stay neutral. Parkinson's, they can't cure it, but they can, you know, hopefully slow it a little bit.
So what was your life like before your diagnosis, and what has it been like since?
Well, a couple of things that will answer your question real quick. Number one, I couldn't drive. That's the hardest thing that's happened to me. And all of the doctors that I saw agreed with that diagnosis. So I tried to get all of them to change it, and it didn't work. And I think that, you know, what else was it you were asking?
I said, what about your life was different before your diagnosis?
Well, I was working, I was healthy, but I tried to work for a year, and I couldn't. So many of the things that I had strengths in that were really did me well in the business world. Because I ran my own company for a while, I had a whole bunch of things, and I had a great, exciting career, and it's been very good for our family to be able to travel and do things. But it was really, what was I? I don't want to miss out on something.
So what do you miss the most about driving?
When you're in sales, like I have been, and you've covered a big area, like Southern California, that you do a lot of driving, and I drove everywhere. I drove for her, and now that's changed a lot.
So how has your illness changed you, and has it changed your outlook on life?
Well, I'm grateful for the fact that I'm still here, I think it's given me, I'm a firm believer, it's in God's control, and it's not to make an excuse for it, but I have enjoyed, you know, just the love of people. I mean, guys, I can't drive, so guys will call me up and I'll meet them. They'll take me to lunch you see your friends that come out of the woodwork and they're just everywhere, and it's been a treat for me to.
So how has your illness affected those closest to you, you think?
You'd have to ask them, but I've had a lot of support.
You have?
A lot of support, a lot of people. And I have people calling me all the time, going, Chuck, how you doing? And I go out with them, a lot of the times they'll say, you know, it seemed like you improved over 6 months ago when I saw you last. So 3 months ago, and so it's been encouraging that way.
So you think this has made you closer with Mima?
It's been me closer to Mima, but I was pretty close to Mima without that. I'll take no Parkinson and Mima, but we've always been very close.
So can you tell me about someone who has been particularly kind to you since you've been diagnosed with your illness?
I've had a lot of friends, a lot of people.
But one person.
Fred Kaiser is a friend of mine. He lives in Orange, California. He picks me up once a month for the last 5-6 years. We do a 3-mile, 4-mile walk down at the pier in San Clemente. He picks me up, brings me down there. We have lunch together, and he's just a guy that I've known for a long time. And he's a real, he may not be your best friend, but he's really been a help to me.
Yeah, we need the people like Fred Kaiser in our life.
That's
don't
right.
We
do. We do. That's just one. I'd be embarrassed to not give you others because I had so many. But anyways.
All right. We're good. Thank you.